Okay, we started yesterday a new midah. The ninth midah. Sashlach b'mtuos yom kol chatoisim. I'll go through, there's so much being said over here, this midah, that we have to go through. So again, the basic principle is, this is a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that he acts to Klal Yisrael with, that even though Klal Yisrael was chayta, and he gave them over in the hands of Paroi, and they did tshuva, so then it should just end. But why is it that Paroi needs to get punished? And so too he gives the examples with Sancheriv and Haman. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just regret. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnachem bovad loymar, shavu b'tshuva imken lo yilam oydiro, imken yistalach Haman me'aleim oy Paroi Sancheriv. But no, Hashem doesn't act like that, but rather it's alo yaspik. Al yoshev amal Haman al roshoy, and Paroi and Sancheriv as well. And then the Ramak goes into why that is. But this Shiloh is obviously one of the most famous Shilohs in the world. That L'chayro, that Paroi was just being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messenger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said, Avraham Avinu, by the Brit Ben Absarim, that there will be a Golos Mitzrayim. And therefore Paroi really shouldn't have gotten Nanash, because all he was doing was doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shlichus. So, obviously, the Ramak has a Mahalach, but his Mahalach is not the Rambam, and his Mahalach is not the Ravid. But Hayoyis, this is from the Yesodei Hadas. We're going to first start with the Rambam, the Ravid, the Ramban, and from there we'll go to see perhaps the Ramak's Mahalach and see why he decided to go different than the Rishonim. And the Rambam says as follows, in Hilchos Teshuva, the second half of Hilchos Teshuva, is the Rambam going through the theology, the theocracy, and et cetera, of what it means to be a Yid. Starting from Perek Chamishi, it's a mitzvah, and a Yid to know these by heart. I'm sure you say this of a Yid. The Ramban in a letter writes, when he's defending the Rambam, and he talks about how a gvaldig thing that the Rambam did, that he wrote the Yad HaChazaka, and the Ramban's example of the Torah that the Rambam did for Klal Yisrael is that he wrote a Hilchos Teshuva. He said, because Bameila, to write a Hilchos, I think we even said this once, to write a Hilchos Shabbos, you learn Masech to Shabbos well, and you write down the Halachos, and then Met Hashem, when you go through Gittin and you find the Halachos Hilchos Shabbos, you stick it until Shabbos. You learn Kedushin, you find Halachos, you stick it until Shabbos. But more or less, it's very easy. But when it came to Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam says, there's no Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam invented it, and the Rambam shows his hashkafas and his deis, which is obviously our hashkafas and deis. So let's see. The Rambam in Perek Shishi is discussing the things that seemingly the Torah and the Nevi'im sometimes seem contradictory. And people fall and stumble because of it. When he gets to Halacha Hei in Perek Vav, Umahu zeh she'omar David. Today we're just going to learn Rambam. Just going to learn Rambam's understanding of Paroi. Umahu zeh she'omar David, Toivi Yosher Hashem, Alkein Yorich Atoim Badorech. Yadrech Anovim Mamishpot, V'yilamed Anovim Darkoi. Rambam says, what does David HaMelech mean when he says this? Says the Rambam, Zeh Sheshalach Lehem Nevi'im, Meidiyim Lehem Darkei Hashem. Hashem sent them Nevi'im. Perek Vav Halacha Hei. Hashem sent them Nevi'im to tell them the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'machzirin Oysem B'tshuva, and to have them repent. V'oyt Shenasem Hem Koyach L'umoydu L'hovan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave them the strength to be able to learn and to comprehend. Shemid dezu b'chol odom, shekol zma shehu nimshech b'darchei hachochmo, v'hatzedek, as long as a person is following in the ways of righteousness and wisdom, mis'avolahen v'roi defoisam, he has a desire to continue along those lines. V'hu sh'amru chachomim, boli tahir mesayin oisei kloimar, yimtza atzmoy nezer aladavar. He'll find the assistance that he needs if a person goes on the right mahalach. Says the Rambam, V'alaykosav etoryo, V'avodum v'inu oysam, Harei gozal ha-mitzviyim, La'asai sura. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu hundreds of years before, that V'avodum v'inu oysam, and V'kosav, so too it says in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'kama amazev v'zon achar lehein echar ha-oretz, that Jews will eventually be over the avodah zarah. Harei gozar al Yisrael, La'avod avodah zarah. If that's the case, V'lomon niframahen. Rambam has a kasha, and in the same kasha, it's a kasha from Paroi and a kasha from Klal Yisrael. It seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophesies that that's how it's going to be. Memeglo, that's how it's going to be. So therefore, what do you want from the Yidden that do it? This is the ultimate Yediyah and Bechira question, but mixed in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pari's just doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'loma nifra mehem, so how can we get punished? Answers the Rambam, Mufisha lo goza al ish ployni, hayidua, shehi yiyu, shehiyahu hazoyna. Hashem never said, Yankel's going to be zoyna, achar elhene charetz. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's getting the prophecy about what Klal Yisrael is going to look like, there was never a pointed finger. El kol echad ve'echad ma'isen hazoynim, she'ovda avayda zara. Everyone that eventually was avayda zara, ilu lo'iratza la'avay lo'hoya avid. They still had the free will to do it, or to not do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm telling you the facts that there's going to be those. Who? Don't blame it on me. Hashem just telling you what's going to happen. How can we compare this? Like someone gets up and says, you know, in this crowd, there's righteous people, and there's the opposite of righteous people. So you say, oh, there has to be righteous people and unrighteous people. No, that's the fact. Because somebody decided to be from the righteous ones, he had that decision that he can make. Therefore, he was. And so, too, vice versa. If you want to start with, Hashem said it has to be, so I'm going to be the Rasha. Because Hashem also said there's always going to be poor people. Are you okay with that? Or are you doing whatever you can to not be poor? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's going to be poor people doesn't mean it has to be you. There's going to be poor people. You should find a job and you should support your family. Hashem said there's going to be Rishon, not you, unless you choose to. Now the Rambam brings it back. Every one of those that decided to afflict and pain Klal Yisrael, every mitzvah could have stood up and said, not me. They're an oppressed people. I don't believe in this. And we already elaborated and explained, and we already explained that nobody can know how that works. And that's in the end of the last parak. If you look at the end of the last parak, in parak hey, the last halacha, that is where he deals with the actual idea of Bechir Shaila when the Ravid's very not happy response to the Rambam for his mahalach. But the Rambam is saying clearly that, of course, Paroi did the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he chose to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it comes along with the Ve'inu Oysam. It goes together. Va'avadum Ve'inu Oysam. Hashem did say that, but Hashem didn't say it has to be you. If you chose it to be you, then you also get along with the Ve'inu Oysam, and then Ve'gam Sekoyah She'avoyidu Dono Noichi. Azay learned the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Eila Amavram, Eila Heim Arichas Dvarim. This is one of the longer Ravids in the Rambam, so it's funny that he calls him out on a lengthy dissertation. Eila Heim Arichas Dvarim, She'enam Metubalim, it's not properly spiced. V'chaye Roishi, and I swear by my life, Kemachani Oymashem Divrei Naris. I could have promised the child was talking over here. Now you have to understand that the Ravid, when he wrote his Asagas on the Rambam was a younger man. He was in his 20s. And the Ravid was already a Zikan Hagdar in his 70s or 80s. So when he says this, it has actual real meaning. Like, here comes a younger man. And that was part of the Ravid's problem with the Rambam. If you look and you read, you know, that here he is, a younger man, and he's already, you know, writing Svarim that everybody needs to accept as if it's fact. And he writes, this is not spiced, it's not well spiced. It sounds like a child talking. Yomer ha-boire la-zainim, lo-ma-zaniso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call all that were zana, that was zaina, that went away from the path and say, lo-ma-zaniso. Va-nir lo-yizkarticha b'shem. Hashem's going to say, I didn't say it was going to be you. Kidei she-toymer ha-sha-olecha gizarti. Yomer lo-ya-zainim. So you know what those guys are going to say? Back to Hashem. Va-almi tolo gizarascha. So who, yeah? Al oisin shalai zonu? Heinu lo niskai megizari oscha. But the guys that didn't go off the derech, that's your problem? Those are the ones that you're referring to? Well, they obviously not, because they didn't go off the derech. So it was us. So you obviously did prophesize about us. Interesting debate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who do you mean? I meant him. Oh, so you're not going to punish him? No, to him I'm going to say I meant you. Hashem, who do you mean? And that person that you meant should be off the hook. I've overcome Amazev Zono. Rather, says the Rambam, the pshat is, when Hashem knows something, it's not a command that that's how it has to be. Because Baruch doesn't have to say it. Because Baruch knows what's going to happen. Because Rabbeinu, who's Nishta Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's saying, I know what's going to happen. I see what happened when I was alive. I know what's going to happen at the end. Does it mean that makes it a b'chui of HaMetzius, that therefore now it has to happen like that? The Inyan HaMetzriim, he says, and this that you want to shtel through the Metzriim, Ein Ashar Elu Mishnei Ponim. I think it's not a question. Twofold. Ha'echot ki adava yidua, she'ein ha'boyer nifreim ha'odim ro, ela b'rami menu. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back a person is by taking a person that's worse than him and getting him to do the job. This is how it works. He has someone that's, let's say, 1 to 10, 10 being a tzaddik, 1 being the biggest rasha. So 10 does an avero, he's a tzaddik. Hashem has 9 hurt 10. Ah, 9, why did you hurt 10? Oh, so 8 hurts 9. Oh, 8, what's your heter? Oh, you're right. So 7 hurts 8. And so on and so forth. Eventually you run out of... So somebody needs to, you know, HaKadosh Baruch himself needs to get involved. But the Lashon of the Ravid is, She'ein ha'boyri nifrei me'odom ra, ela b'ra mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch doesn't punish odom ra, but rather with a ra mimenu. Va'acha she'nifrei mizeh, yachzevi yifrei min ra mimenu merishay. V'cheinu oimer. Hoy Asher shevet api. We quoted this pasuk. Asher was just a shevet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was just a wand, a whip. Ki hitemach shoydet choshed. Pirish and prayerish acha v'goydel libcha v'hispa archa alai. Because you had such gaivon, therefore I turned you into the shevet api. I made Asher the shevet api. And then a day will come that I will take revenge from Asher for being the one that hits my Jews. V'hametzriim gam kein. Rishoyim hoyu. The Mitzriim were Rishayim, v'ru'uyim l'makisahim, and they deserved it on their own. V'ilu shamu l'moshe b'tchilo v'shalchu es Yisrael. Had they listened to Moshe Rabbeinu the first time and sent the Jews out, l'hayu loikim, they would never have gotten the makis. V'loitavu b'yam, avol zedoynoi u'bazoysoi es ha'boiri yizbarach. L'fnei shluchai, hu garam lo. You're right. They didn't get punished for subjugating the Jews. That was their job, was to subjugate the Jews. But the moment Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, enough is enough, it's time for my people to go. Oh, you're mocking me. Now you're going to get it. It's not derived. It's not derived. We show you them kevalochim. It's not derived. It's not for that. I know what's bothering you. You're going to have to deal with it. The rabbi is saying it's not for failing, for hurting the Jews. Again, v'ilu shamulu Moshe b'tchilo, had Pari listened the first time. V'shalchu es Yisrael, lo hayu loikim, v'lo tovu bayam. Avul zedoynoi u'bazoi seyus ha'boiri yizbarach, l'fnei shluchai, hu garam loik. That's what caused it. That's pshat one. And pshat two, v'hasheni, ki ha'boiri omar v'avodum v'inu oisom, v'hem avdu behem beforech, v'hemisu behem, v'tovu mehem, like the Navi Zechariah says, Ani katzafti ma'at, I got a little angry, v'heim ozru l'ro, and they took it to another level. L'fichach neschayvu. Pshat number two from the Ravid is that, of course, they needed to do it, but they took it too far. That taking it too far is what they get punished for. So, v'sof avodim v'inu oisam, of course, that happened to you. V'gam sagash, y'avodu don anoichi, if and when they take it too far. That's it, we'll not derive it. If and when they take it too far. And since they went ahead and took it too far, so dana noichi, they're going to get what they deserve. Al-Kaponim, for now, we have the Ramak. The Ramak saying his mahalach into why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Paroi. The Ramak said his mahalach. We still have to get back to the mahalach of the Ramak. Before the Ramak moved the Ramak, moved the Ramam. before the Rambam lived the Ravid, after the Rambam lived the Ramban, and we have to learn his Mahalach as well, but it's all in order to understand why the Ramak didn't want to say like that. So again, we have three Mahalachim as of now. Before we continue, tomorrow the Ramban, for now we have three Mahalachim. The Rambam's Mahalach, that Hashem never said it about a person, and those that did it, it's on them. The Ravid doesn't like that because somebody had to do it. And the Ravid says, Mahalach number one, it's not for being Ravadim, you know, Isam is the problem, but it's the bizoyim that they gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu. Mahalach number two is they took it a little bit more than what Hashem meant, and therefore they got punished, the Makkos and Tibu B'Yamsuf, because of that. For now, those are the three Mahalachim and the Rishonim. Shulukum Halachim, Hilchashuva, the Rambam, Perezvav Halacha Hei. And Hashem will pick up on it tomorrow.